foundation a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house
today. In our concluding teaching for this month, which has been titled Engaging the Power of Faith for Fulfillment of Prophecies. That's our topic, and we are concluding it today in the part 4 of this series. Engaging the Power of Faith for the Fulfillment of Destiny. You can also call it Fulfillment of Prophecies. Hallelujah. Engaging the Power of Faith for the Fulfillment of prophecies. Every closed destiny here is declared open. In the name of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 19 all the way to 21 said, "And I said unto the angel that talked with me, What be this? And he answered, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." So there are horns, spiritual horns, that will not make people fulfill destiny. Spiritually, these are horns which are gathered together to scatter Judah, Jerusalem, and Israel. Horns, spiritual horns, that is preventing people, a beautiful woman, ripe for marriage, no man is coming, there are horns. A man has everything working for him. He has a good job, a very great career, everything else, but he will never see a woman unlike her. There are horns. There are marital destinies that is being seated upon by spiritual forces. But today God brought you here. If you have any of those horns in your life, I decree in the name of Jesus that they will be unseated in the name of Jesus. Somebody was being seated upon and she could not sleep. But she appeared before God and God settled her case. Spiritual horns are real, my brothers. Verse number 20. And the Lord showed me them. And then said, "Hi, where cometh these to do? What have they come to do?" And the angel spake to me and said, "These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head." So that no man, no matter the effort, no man, no woman did lift up his head. Struggling but without progress. Spiritual horns. He said, "But these are come to defray them." You have come today for God to defray all of those horns in the name of Jesus and to cast out the horns of the Gentiles. Every horn of the Gentile sitting upon your destiny, they shall be lifted up today in the name of Jesus. Whatever force is responsible for the stagnation in your life will be shattered here today in the name of Jesus. It is important to know that you are not born a failure. You may look like one, but you are not one. You are not born a failure. In fact, you are not unfortunate. This is a word for somebody. You might have come here today and you think there is nothing good that can come out of you. The word of the Lord said to let you know that you are not born a failure. In the name of Jesus, you are not misfortunate. But everything that guarantees destinies comes by an encounter with the Word. The only thing that guarantees destiny is an encounter with the Word, with the giver of the Word and the Word itself. God does not change the story of a man that he does not show himself to. Every encounter with God is an encounter with destiny. Every one of them. Every encounter with God is what? Is an encounter with destiny. We are going to look at some patriarchs of the Bible, about four of them, who encountered God and their destiny changed. Talking about the man Noah. God appeared to him at 500 years of age. 500 years of age. And gave him a warning. Told him to build an ark. And the story makes us to understand that that encounter with God by Noah delivered not only Noah, but every member of his family. Delivered him. But because you have come to encounter God today, everything that you need to be delivered from, karush kata, be it sickness of the body, sickness of the mind, emotional turmoil, you will be delivered from them in the name of Jesus. One encounter. One encounter. Please open to Genesis and chapter 17. Hallelujah. You can never arrive at the future that you have not seen. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 7, from verse 16 to 17. And they went in, male and female, of flesh, and God had, as God has commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The Lord told him to build an ark. He built the ark. After everyone went into the ark, it was God that closed the door himself. That is telling you that God will shut the door against every enemy of your life. In the name of Jesus. And verse number 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bear up the ark, and it lift up above the earth. God lifted them up above the problems. The problem was flood. But God bear up the ark. Because he had one encounter. What was destroying others was his own lifting. Are you getting the truth? The flood that buried others because he had an encounter was the same flood that lifted him up. Hallelujah! God has called you to lift you up. It doesn't matter how many people are against your destiny. By your encounter with his word today, he will lift you up in the name of Jesus. That was Noah. And then another man by the name Abraham, our father in the faith. He encountered God in Genesis chapter 12. A man that had no identity. No story to tell. Nothing to write home about. No home of his own. At the age of 75, if he was born in America, they would have kicked him out of the house by the age of 18. Hallelujah. But he was still eating his father's food. And then this encounter came on a particular day, just like today you are having an encounter. Huh. And God spoke to him in express language. An encounter with God is an encounter with destiny. And his whole destiny turned. Somebody who had no child became father of nations by one encounter. One encounter. God will settle you. God will settle you. He could not be listed among those that had impact on the earth, but by that encounter, It is your encounter with God that determines your destiny. It is what? Your encounter with God that determines your destiny. Anyone that God wants to change his destiny, God must meet with him. God wanted to change the destiny of a woman by the name Mary. God sent his angel. Go and meet with her. Tell her that I am about to change her destiny. The Savior of the world will come from you by a prophecy. An encounter. An encounter. And she said, I believe you, Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. And that encounter came to pass. Isaiah chapter 51 from verse 2 to 3 said, look unto Abraham thy father and unto Sarah that bear you. For I call him alone. And I blessed him. And I increased him. For the Lord God shall comfort Zion. I called him. I blessed him. That means I established his destiny. That's what blessings mean. And the Lord shall comfort Zion. It is only when you meet with God, that is when the comfort of any destiny is at the mercy of your meeting with God. Did you get that? Hallelujah. So it is impossible to have an encounter without either meeting with God or with the word of God or with a man of God. The Shunammite woman met with a man of God. Her story changed. So every turnaround in the kingdom requires an encounter with God. And what does it mean to have an encounter? To come in contact with. That's what it means. To come in contact with. You remember your brother Isaac? He was in the land of famine in Genesis chapter 26. Nothing was working. He wanted to return back to Egypt. And then an encounter happened. And God said to him, do not go back to Egypt. Don't go. Your destiny is here. It will blossom in this land. Even though it appears nothing is working here. Please don't just travel or move away from where God has positioned you because somebody told you he's working there. Ask God. Have an encounter with him. Talk to him to tell you what next step to take. Because your destiny is a cooperation between you and God, not between you and another man. I've had people call me, oh, pastor, you see, I want to move to Louisiana. I said, why? Oh, there seems to be no job here. They said there is a job over there. I said, who told you? Have an encounter. God is not a respecter of man until you have an encounter with him and do what he tells you. Have an encounter. Have an encounter with this great God. Your destiny is changing. Isaac, the son of a very rich man. You know his father, Abraham. The Bible recorded that he was rich. Before that verse 26 that we encountered Isaac, he told us that Abraham was very rich. Very, very rich. So your own destiny is not tied to your father. He had to have a personal encounter with God himself for his own story to begin to emerge. He went from being somebody who everything he was doing was being closed up by the forces of evil that we are talking about until God said, no, keep doing it. This is where you will prosper. It doesn't matter how many people are against you. God said, keep at it. And then you will prosper. And the Bible said he prospered to a point where he became the envy of a whole nation. The envy of a whole nation. Genesis chapter 26 and verse number 14. He became the envy of a whole nation. The envy of a whole nation. The envy. And the Philistines, the Bible recorded, envied him. Maybe there are things that you have tried and keeps and looks as if they keep closing down on you. You have started a business and it's not working. Every time you try, it keeps closing down on you. by your encounter with the world today, you will become the envy of your world in the name of Jesus. The same way he became the envy of his world. Talking about Isaac, you will become the envy of your world in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 15. He said, whereas thou had been forsaken and hated. Just the way Isaac was hated. He said, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency. I will. If God says he will, who can stop him? I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. That means generations after you will be happy that you lived. You don't get it. That you pass through this earth, generations after you, your children's children's children will be thanking the Lord that my father, your father, passed through this earth in the name of Jesus. A joy of many generations. You see, there are names that can never be wiped out from the surface of the earth. There are men that have gotten encounter with the word. My father in the faith is one of them. Talking about Bishop Oyedepo. Many generations will be joyful that he came. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And your name will be added to that list. In Jesus' mighty name. See, God has the capacity to change the destiny of anyone. Are you getting what we are saying? He has it. You remember Jacob? Jacob was struggling all through his life. He struggled with his brother. He struggled with his employer. You get what I'm saying? He struggled everywhere he went. His name, in fact, was struggling. Until he had an encounter with God. Even with God, he struggled. I won't let you go. No, this encounter must turn for me for a blessing. You know what it turned for him? It made him a nation. One man. One man! Up till today, nobody can mess with the name of Israel. Nobody. Why? By an encounter with God. You are encountering destiny today. In the name of Jesus. But very importantly, it is good to know that destiny is never fulfilled by accident. No one fulfills destiny by accident. It is fulfilled by a deliberate encounter with God. How painful will it be for you that God will say is a great nation will now die a peasant? How painful. God is saying you are an employer of labor. You now die an employee. How painful will it be that you will be joyful mother of children, I mean children, and you now die a barren? No. That means you have not fulfilled destiny. Because everything, every time God prophesies into your life, he's speaking into your future. He's doing what? Speaking into your future. I came across a scripture, the very book of the beginning in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3. God said, let there be light. And as I was studying, it was in verse 14 that I discovered that the source of the light, that was when God created it. After 4 days, the Bible says, let there be light. And then the Lord said, let there be light. Let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for the sign and for seasons and for the days and for the year. And then the light be. So when God created light, the source of light itself was not created then. How what is going to retain the light was not done until after 4 days. So anytime God speaks, he has perfected it. What will make it happen is coming behind it. So don't mind how it's going to happen. Just believe God. Anyhow, believe him. How is it going to happen? It's not your business. Your business is to believe God. Do you know why we are so paralyzed that we are not getting anything from him? We are wondering how. You see, there is what God can do. And there is what you must do. God can make it happen. The only thing he desires from you is your belief. Remember in Luke chapter 1 and verse 45, the Bible says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that were spoken unto her. Performance does not come by hearing. Performance comes by believing. Blessed is she that believeth, not that she that heard. She heard the word. Those things that were spoken was what she heard. But did she believe it? It will never be performed until you believe it. So there's a difference between the word that you heard and the word that you believed. Hallelujah. Do you believe you'll be gloriously married this year? That's what God is saying. He gave you a scripture. I am the God that setteth the solitary in family. Isaiah 68 and verse number 6. That is what you use. You tell the Lord, this is what you said. I believe you. And then he makes the arrangements come from behind. Hallelujah. Let there be. So it has happened already. God is just waiting for your belief. That's what happened to Sarah. Until she believed, God never did anything. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 11. Until she believed, God did nothing for her. Every prophecy of scripture must be believed for before performance can happen. If you don't believe it, God has no capacity to make it come to pass for you. It takes believing. No prophecy can fulfill itself without being believed.